This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Little Fish on Joy 94.9. Now, I'm getting fairly excited right now because I'm sitting across from a complete babe. Her name's Nicolette Forte. She is got a voice that makes your heart melt, and I'm definitely doing you justice there because you're fabulous. Thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Why, thank you, my dear. Why, thank you. I'm blushing. I mean, no one can see, but I'm blushing back here.
She is. she's matching her bright red skirt, and it's
actually shorts.
Shorts?
Yeah, they're like Aladdin genie pants. You know, I'm rocking the genie pants.
So am I.
Yeah, totally.
Twins. Now, I'm kind of glad that you've got a moment to speak to me tonight because you are about to head off to a dress rehearsal of your show, Charlie Carbone's Cotton Club. How's it all going in the lead up to the debut night?
It's good. I mean, we had our first dress rehearsal last night, and that was surprisingly, it was kicking. I mean, we've got a live band in the show. So we've got a live jazz band, and I'm actually the singer of the band, and we've been doing lots of rehearsing for like months, getting all the songs happening, and then we've had like a separate part of the show, which is like the circus acts and all the variety acts, and then last night was kind of the first time that we all kind of came together and put it all together, and it was fun. It was good. So they're all there at the moment, actually, at the space rehearsing, and I think they're having a little bit of dinner, and then I'm going to join them after I speak to you for another dress rehearsal. So it's all happening.
Totally. Now, obviously, your dress rehearsal must get quite involved because there's a lot of elements that are coming together in the show. So I've heard you've got circus performers, you've got contortion, something for everybody.
Yeah.
Sort of what's going into this show?
Well, as you said, we've got acts. So we've got burlesque, we've got contortion, we've got adagio, which is like handstands and balancing. So we got all that kind of stuff. And then also, it's all live music. So while they're going on, we're playing all these kick and jazz tunes from the 1930s, not to mention all the costumes. The ladies look divine, and the guys too, with their little bow ties and braces and whatnot, and all the girls with their feathers and pearls and, glamorous attire. So it's going to be very exciting. We also are encouraging audience members to get dressed up when they come and watch as well, just to make it, you know, that full experience. So the restaurant that it's actually at, Stoppolino's, and we're encouraging people to come down there, and people won't know what to expect. They'll come through the red curtains and it'll be like you just stepped into the 1930s. Well, that's what we're going for anyway.
I think that's awesome. I love audience interaction. It certainly makes it feel like the show's all around you. So this whole era, the 1930s thing, is it something that has been, you know, resonant with you for a while, or is it just sort of a whim you thought, hey, let's
I'm not going to lie to you, but I've never sung jazz in my life. Like, my kind of style of music is like acoustic pop soul kind of stuff. But yeah, I kind of just went, you know what? Why not? Let's sing a bit of jazz. So I actually used the trusty YouTube. Man, what would we do without YouTube? Like, seriously. For my character, she's like a Billie Holiday meets Ella Fitzgerald, Bessie Smith, kind of Sarah Vaughan, all these kind of big jazz mamas, you know? And so basically I just went on YouTube and I just kind of studied them. Like, I just looked at how they moved and how they spoke and their facial expressions and everything while they sung, and I kind of just all the songs we've got in the show are from those artists that I just mentioned, and also like Donna Hightower, you know, Bessie Smith, Etta James, they're all these kind of big, you know, big jazz mamas from the, you know, 20s and 30s. So I just kind of did that, and away we go. So you'll have to come down and check it out. I mean, you're going to come, aren't you, Hannah?
Yeah,
totally. Well, the other thing I have to tell you is opening night has sold out.
Damn.
Yeah. So that's on Thursday night, the 22nd, and we've actually sold out all pre-sale tickets, which is very exciting. I know the cast are all very excited. So we've got two other shows on the 29th and then also the 6th of October. So you've got to book on the fringe line, on the internet or the phone line. But yeah, we're excited. We're raring to go.
Yeah, well, sounds like you've got good reason to be excited because, you know what, you've got me excited by that. Now, obviously, you have studied these big jazz mamas, totally pumped, but do I get some kind of sneak preview just because I'm on radio?
I don't know. I think we can do a bit of that.
Yeah.
Well, baby, the character I'm playing, her name is Cotton. And she's going to be up on that stage. She's going to be moving and shaking. She's going to be singing some of them big numbers from the 1930s. So, baby, just come on down and I'll take care of you. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So that's her voice.
That's incredible. That's incredible. I love that. I love that. You know what? I wasn't alive in the 1930s, but now I feel like I was. I'm telling you, better time travel than a DeLorean. Amazing. Now, obviously, you were very instrumental, pardon the pun, in writing the play. How did the collaboration come about? How did it sort of come to be?
Basically, it just started with an idea of After Dark Theatre, and they kind of came to me and another friend who plays the keys, that's Carbones in the show, and basically Charlie, who's the guy who you'll be meeting if you come along, he'll be greeting at the door. He came up with the original concept because he'd been to the States and gone to actual variety shows and kind of seen lots of dinner theatre, and he kind of thought, you know what, let's bring it to Melbourne and let's do it better. So, so we just thought Fringe Festival, what better place to start, you know, to kind of kick off an idea. And then, we got Topolino's restaurant involved, and it's going to be a 4-course meal. And so it's great value for what we're doing. So it's a bit exciting because there's not that many venues that are doing it in Melbourne, you know, the whole dinner theatre thing. It's quite a novelty.
Yeah, I've never been to one before. I've only heard.
Well,
so
we will pop your cherry, my dear.
And look, I have to say, best virginity experience I've ever lost.
Baby.
If you can lose an experience, lose yourself in an experience,
that's
you can
it.
Certainly do
Ooh,
that.
We should put that on the poster. Pity they're already printed.
Yeah, damn. And they're looking damn fun as well. Loving your get up,
thank you. Thank you.
But yeah, it's going to be amazing. So obviously, you know, you're playing jazz, you're playing Billie Holiday, you've got all of the jazz thing covered in the 1930s, but you also have this secret life, not so secret life, where you perform your other style of music.
Yeah, well, that's kind of, I'm a singer-songwriter predominantly, and I kind of just started off when I was, I don't know, maybe about 16, and I just had, you know, when you're like at a party or something, sitting around the campfire, someone has a guitar, and I was always really jealous of that person that could play the guitar.
Totally.
And because I thought I was very unmusical, and I was always the sporty kid, you know. And then I just thought, I'm going to get my friend to teach me how to play the guitar. And then I just picked it up, and I used to play it in my room just by myself. And I started having a bit of a hum, a bit of a sing, and I was like, oh, yeah. Started, you know, getting some tabs off the internet and learning covers and things like that. But I'd never play to anyone. I was like, bit shy about the whole singing thing. And then I just started writing songs, and like basically my songs are, you know, things that I don't talk about, so I write about them and I sing about them instead, you know. And then I went on this epic adventure around Australia, which was quite impromptu, but I kind of just went, going around Australia. And I did that. And when I was around Australia, I didn't really know anyone, and so it's much easier to get up in front of a group of people at an open mic night and go, yeah, I'm just going to sing a few songs. And so that's what I did. And then I slowly, you know, got more confident and started singing a few more songs. And then at open mic nights, the beauty about that is like other people just jump up and get a djembe and they just start playing with you. And someone will get a bass and they'll start playing. You're like, yeah, we're jamming, you know. And that was awesome. And then I got back from around Australia and I thought, I'm gonna try out a few open mic nights in Melbourne and give them a whirl. And then it all kind of, that was about, you know, 2 years maybe ago, and since then I've just been playing around town and doing open mic nights and gigs and stuff like that, and meeting, you know, amazing people that are kind of doing the same thing that I'm doing.
Sweet, awesome. So obviously, you know, with a background coming from open mic nights, obviously everything, you know, falls together impromptu. You're obviously doing a lot of jamming, stuff like that. Is that sort of the process you take to writing your songs, or are you all about the solitude? Do you write alone and then take it to your band, or how does it sort of work out?
Well, like I kind of write the songs, but pretty much in my room when, you know, like people go, why don't you ever write really, you know, happy songs? I'm like, because when I'm happy, I'm outside being happy. You know what I mean? I'm like frolicking in the meadows, all that jazz. When I'm, you know, feeling a bit, then I go and I write about it and I sing about it, and that's kind of how my songs happen. So, open mic nights, that's actually where I met my trio. I've got a trio as well, so I play like solo, but then sometimes, you know, we get the trio happening and we rock the Casbah, you know. And I actually met them at open mic nights where the drummer, Chris, I just went, hey, man, jump up and play some djembe. And he went, okay. And as soon as he jumped up, we just had that chemistry, you know. I mean, he was a dude, but we just had that chemistry anyway. And sweet. Then the other one is Duncan, and he plays the fiddle, the old violin. And so it's a strange combination, you know, the violin, like hand percussion and acoustic guitar and female vocals. But, yeah, we, you know, we give it a
definitely
whirl.
Definitely rocking it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and certainly makes for a moody gig.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah.
Setting the mood.
Yeah.
So do you, I mean, obviously you with your Fringe show, you certainly are, but with a lot of your performances, do you try and adopt like a different stage personality, or is it very much you on stage?
Well, I just, because I like to tell stories, you know, as you can probably tell. And so I just get up there and I just talk about whatever I want to talk about that day, or if I want to explain, you know, a song, or if I want to talk about an artist, if I'm doing like a cover, because I like to kind of do, say I'm doing a half an hour set. I'll do like six of my songs, and then right in the middle, I'll chuck in a cover of someone that, you know, that I really love, or a song that I really like, and, you know, I'll have a chat about that. I think, yeah, you know, you got to kind of give the audience a little bit of insight in a way. Otherwise, they may as well just put on a CD and stay at home, you know? So you've got to give them something else when they come and see you live. And, like, I also, I used to run an open mic, and I'm about to run a new open mic after the Fringe show's finished. And I got a lot of kind of experience with that through emceeing at these open mics, you know. So yeah, that one's actually going to be at the Greyhound in St Kilda, just locally to me. And it starts on the 9th of October, on the Monday night, because there's not much happening in Melbourne on Monday nights. So I'm going to start that up, and I'll be emceeing and also playing my own music there. So that should be a bit exciting.
Wow, yeah. You've got a jam-packed musical schedule happening.
That's it.
Love it, love it. That's awesome. So, yeah, we can catch you at the Greyhound. For your own stuff.
Yeah, totally. And also I've got I've been recording for my new EP. Well, my only EP, actually. I've had a few demos in the past, but this one's going to be the real deal. And we've actually been recording some tracks and stuff like that. So that'll be released in the new year. So it's a bit exciting too.
Wow, so many plans. Getting very, very excited for the EP. Look, the demo sounds amazing, but I'm kind of got something better for you in store right now, because we've got a live one from Nicolette Forte. You're going to play us a track. What are you going to play us?
Well, I thought, you know, I'd play one of my songs, because I've been singing all these jazz numbers, and I just want to play one of mine.
Just
want to
up the ante.
So, I thought I'd play one that's going to be on the EP, you know, coming up. So it's a song called Rescue Me.
Sounds pretty good. You're listening to Little Fish. This is Nicolette Forte. You're on Joy 94.9.
I'm not seeing that I need an upper. I'm just seeing that sometimes you bring me down. I'm not gonna say that either way, 'cause you know I love you more. Now why won't you say it's vanished and gone away, never spoken of again? All night I think about, yeah, all day I dream about, always I think about you, whoa. Come back and rescue me. Come back and save me from the deep. Come back and rescue me. Oh, come back and save me from the beat. Seeing that I need an upper, I'm just seeing that sometimes you bring me down. I'm not gonna say that either way, 'cause you know I love you more. Now why won't you just see that whoever's next to me are, well, they're nothing of who you are. And all night I think about, yeah, all day I dream about, always I think about you. Come back and rescue me. Come back and save me from the deep. Come back and rescue me. see and there I need an upper. I'm just saying there. Sometimes you bring me down.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.